One Step, written by Maureen Haddock, read by Nonplussed, fandom Ultra C, rating teen and up audiences, no archive warnings apply. Short Outer laid his head down on the bar, brain already buzzing as the alcohol seeped its way in.
I take it your date didn't go very well, Kagome-san?
The bartender stood watching him, eating individually wrapped sweets from his pockets. He set one down in front of Shotaro's nose when Shotaro failed to answer.
Not up to your standards?
No. Shotaro shook his head, lifting it a couple centimeters as he stared at the sweet. He couldn't read the label.
He seemed great. He was telling me about his detective agency and all the cases they got. He was really nice.
So what happened?
He saw me and he didn't seem impressed. He went to get drinks at one point, was gone for 20 minutes, talked to me for a bit, then left with someone else.
The bartender frowned, giving him that look of complete pity that Shotaro couldn't handle getting anymore. His luck had been pretty pathetic. He didn't need anyone to remind him. It wasn't like he had much to offer, though. He was just some guy. He worked an uninteresting job. He didn't stand out in a crowd. The kind of guy that no one would look at twice. And they didn't.
Chin up, Kagome-san. You wouldn't have wanted a guy like that anyway.
I guess.
As nice as he had been, the entire night it had seemed forced. Every compliment came with a stuttering as he tried to find something to compliment, then saying something generic when nothing came to mind. Not that Shotaro had minded at the time. He had been flattered all the same.
Did you get a new job yet?
The bartender asked, attempting to change the subject. Shotaro nodded. I started out as a cleaner the other week.
Well, then it can't be all bad. Though if I'd known, I'd have had you in here polishing glasses for me.
I'll let you know the next time I'm out of work.
I'm sure the boys would appreciate the eye candy.
Shotaro nodded and set his head back on the bar. The bartender was charming, too. But Shotaro wasn't quite drunk enough to forget that the dishwasher was through the back.
Kagome-san, if you're that worn down, maybe you should go home. If you have a new job, it's probably not the time to do that little gao-gao trick of yours. You wouldn't want to oversleep because you spent all night fucking some pretty boy till he crumpled.
Shotaro's face turned red.
It's not... I don't...
He stammered, but his brain couldn't quite sort itself out to say what it wanted to say. While it had helped a few times, it wasn't like it was anything intentional. And it wasn't like he was that aggressive. How had he given such an impression of himself? Or had someone said something? His face was burning, the heat only increasing despite trying to calm himself down. It wasn't that big a deal. The bartender froze, face suddenly dropping.
I'll get someone to take you outside, Kagome-san. I think you need the fresh air. You can go out through the back.
He ran off through the back, leaving the bar unattended. As respectful as the patrons were, it felt like overkill to abandon it just because a customer got embarrassed. Though, maybe he looked like he was going to throw up. One of the younger staff came running through, helping him up from his stool and practically dragging him out the back door. Shotaro could only be glad he had already finished his drink with the speed they got him out.
I'll call a taxi. Just wait out here, Kagome-san. Try to cool down,
the girl said. She had similar eyes to the bartender. She was gone before he could ask if they were related. Shotaro sat on one of the benches, waiting on the taxi he hadn't wanted. The night was warm as summer air that did nothing to cool him down. He could only imagine how warm his apartment would be. He looked back to the bar, the chattering voices leaking through the windows and doors, even though they were only open on the far side of the building. So many guys. Gao Gao